Buju Tansi, welcome to a brand new episode of the Ever Deadly Hour. This is, what was I going to say now? This is, yeah, a new episode, but we're kind of keeping it a little chill, a little laid back today due to a lot of controversy happening around Canada and Canada Day. And of course, that's coming up right around the corner, happening next week. So we here at the Ever Deadly Hour and UMFM are trying to figure out some new ways to, what's the word I'm looking for? Maybe not new ways, but just trying to figure out how future things are going to begin to unfold. So just sit back, grab your bannock, make some tea, enjoy the show because we have a lot of great Indigenous music coming at you from all across Turtle Mountain. This is the Ever Deadly Hour. I'm your Ever Deadly Auntie Taylor here with you all hour until 5.
You gotta give it all you got. Detrimental from sentiment that I've held so dear.
Self-infliction with silver shells every round of cheers. No longer confident, consequence finally caught me. Been losing caution as karma has finally got me to steer in fear. If I could fix it, I'd rearrange every single year. From my arraignment to 2010, maybe even clear. A couple incidents stemming to why these suicidal tendencies always want to whisper inside my fucking ear. Lackadaisical, undetermined, and lost on faith. All to wish for hoping that I can make some change. With or without the lick, I'm looking for a place that I can finally feel like I am safe and never think I have to fake another feeling while hiding behind a false veneer. Been all too tired to try and fight all my demons near. Eternal darkness has slowed up my whole momentum. I wish that I could just pull the jewel and erase it till it's too clear. Almost lost my job again. Man, tell me what the problem is. Discreet defeat's bittersweet on my tongue. Imagination of the getaway I run from. Almost lost my job again. Man, tell me what the problem is. Discreet defeat's bittersweet on my tongue. Imagination of the getaway I run from. Self-deprecation, medication, never set a place at the dinner table. When was your last evaluation? Contemplation of my daily degradation is in full effect. What is there for me but the stress? That is my attitude, conclusive to my every move. Even when I am feeling that I'm at my very best. Nevertheless, proceeding with extreme exhaustion. Low on caution, cause I can't seem to get it right with God, son. So maneuvers through maneuver with pursuits of happiness is what I'm doing for the views of loving life. Again, through these trials by default, I'm giving sight to sin. A sorry piece of shit without a light within. Iron sights are set on sitting side by you, enjoying times to laugh at living without worry within sunsets. Iron sights are set on sitting side by you, enjoying times of laughter living without worry when the sun sets. Almost lost my job again. Man, tell me what the problem is. Discreet defeat's bittersweet on my tongue. Imagination of the getaway I run from. Almost lost my thought, my friend. Man, tell me what the problem is. Inconsistent is the way that I work. Wish that I wasn't so intrusive on work.
Out in Mississippi, she calls in the summer. Drought got me trippy, vultures moving in closer. Route to Willie D, I said penny for the culture. She gave me hickeys past the baby blue clovers. Chip on my shoulder, bags packed a rover. Tag up a corner, sex mediocre. Flesh getting colder, twins wearing chokers. Pill popping double heels, I think I'm feeling slower. Mississippi, she calls in the summer. Drought got me trippy, vultures moving in closer. Route to Willie D, I said penny for the culture. She gave me hickeys past the baby blue clovers. Chip on my shoulder, bags packed a rover. Tag up a corner, sex mediocre. Flesh getting colder, twins wearing chokers. Pill popping double heels, I think I'm feeling slower.
Start my day, gotta get up and make my breaks. Gotta get up, let's do this, babe. Stop, let's dance. Stop my day, gotta get up and make my bread. Gotta get up, let's do this, babe.
remember you singing songs in silence, hoping to be strong, hanging in the balance, wondering how long you could hold on, waiting out the quiet and prayers. Were you trying to forgive them for stealing all those years? Were you trying to stay hidden by shortening your hair? Did you have a vision of a time when they wouldn't care? Down to daughter, to my mother, down to mine. Did you struggle with not knowing if the choice you made was right? Would you have changed your mind if there was an end in sight?
And we are back. My name is Taylor. We are here in Treaty One territory, home of the Anishinaabe, Ojibwe, Cree, Oji Cree, Dakota, Dene, and Métis people. I'm your favorite auntie. That's me. I'm Taylor, here hosting the show with you every single Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m., showcasing the best, the brightest, the most talented, and the up-and-comers of Indigenous music across Turtle Island, not Turtle Mountain. I was just up there, so that is why that happened. We're going to keep the music going, 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 all the way up until 5 p.m. today. If you would like to get a hold of myself, or if you would like to have your music played, featured, and possibly even come on and chat with us, you know, I'm always looking for brand new artists to come and share the stage with me. You can reach us at Akiwan, A-K-I-I-W-A-N, akiwan@umfm.com. We're also on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, all that jazz under Ever Deadly Hour or Ever Deadly Auntie. We are going to continue the music. I will be back next week with a brand new, very special edition of the Ever Deadly Hour, kind of focusing on an Every Child Matters sort of theme type of deal. Stay tuned and pay attention for that one next Saturday, which is July 3rd, I believe it is. So enjoy the rest of your day. And that's it. Enjoy. This is UMFM 101.5.
In the morning the sun rises and I don't know where I've been. Waking up to emptiness, letting darkness in. Well, I know that someday the light will shine through.
Told long ago that we would see America come and go. I often wondered what generation that would be. What would be the signs that we would see America in its failing times? And I think we're in that. And I think that this kind of exploitation is more recognizable and identifiable. Cultures are getting stronger and beginning to realize it's about your own survival and not about America so much. But the more pollution there is, the more cancer there is. So you begin to see a nation dying from within.
So what you know about the life of a native? Growing up, the generation's most hated. Every day my people get discriminated based on the stereotypes you done created. Nowadays you have the audacity to pass us off as a lower class. Nowadays you laugh at us, but now is the day where we finally had enough. From this day forth, now all the days we're standing up. Too many years you oppressed us, infect us with your disease and left us. Millions of my people dead, now you expect us to forgive and forget like it don't affect us. You could try to change history and hide that it wasn't genocide, but read between the lines and you will find war crimes masterminded. Now you wonder why people turn to suicide and have a hard time searching and finding who they really are.
I constantly reminded of the time when you came uninvited, entered our homes and took your young kids crying away from the families, the tragedies left scars so deep, no apologies will ever cover up the pain that you caused us. Now is the day where you see my people stand up. So what you know about the life of a native, growing up to generations most hated? Every day my people get discriminated based on the stereotypes you done created. Nowadays you have the audacity to pass us off as a lower class, nowadays you laugh at us. But now is the day where we finally had enough. From this day forth, now all the days we're standing up. Now all the days you'll commend and respect us. Gone all the days you apprehend and offend us. Pretend to us you're a friend, but forget trust. We all know the scheme that you hide in your agendas. We all see through the deceit and the lies. A smile in the skies, but your eyes can't hide it. But now is the time we'll speak and we'll rise. All you want is other minds, but we can't stay silent. Through our chiefs and the elders we have guided, divided we fall, but together stand united. For our earth and our water we will fight it. Our mother earth is crying, now you can't deny it. We are not the enemy that we're said to be. We're thinking of the generation that's ahead of me. So we'll continue to take the earth back for all of us. White, black or brown, well together we should stand up. So what you know about the life of a native, growing up to generations most hated? Every day my people get discriminated based on the stereotypes you done created. Nowadays you have the audacity to pass us off as a lower class, nowadays you laugh at us. But now is the day where we finally had enough. From this day forth, now all the days we're standing up.
Canada, in a world where we need to build on mutual respect, is moving slowly across this country and educating people. So I think there's time when all racism will be abolished.
take a walk in my moccasins. I'll take a walk in your shoes. And when I sing my blues, you help me spread the news. You say you want to stay, but will you lend a helping hand? 'Cause I don't need another wham, bam, thank you, bam. Where is your line in the sand? Solidarity. Stand in unity. We want better days for you and me. And all I wanna know is that I'm not here all alone. Oh no, you're not a prisoner, divide and reform. We gotta get together before we lose it all. You know the sun will shine. In unity, we want better days.